Another scene of revelry was the Corniche in the concourse along the Mediterranean in Alexandria, Egypt's second-largest city, is relatively quiet today after throngs gathered on the seafront boulevard to sing, to dance, and wave Egyptian flags into the wee hours of the morning. And NPR's Corey Flintoff is on the line from Alexandria. Corey, what's going on now?
Well, Scott, there's been an apparent return to normal here. There's actually virtually no sign of last night's huge raucous celebration on the Corniche. People are promenading along the seafront, and traffic seems normal. But there are some signs that Alexandrians are waking up to the realization that their problems are still with them, even though the man who ruled them for so long is gone. In fact, some of those problems might come into sharper focus now because there's no specific figure to blame. Mm-hmm. We went to a small demonstration this morning on the steps of the Chamber of Commerce where workers were protesting pay grievances that some of them went back more than a dozen years. And we had word that there was at least one similar demonstration by medical workers at one of Alexandria's biggest hospitals.
And as generalization, are those workers glad that Mubarak is gone, but concerned?
Well, yes, one man told us we cut off the head of the snake, but the body is still moving. People seem to understand that the establishment, and especially the military establishment, is still in place here. And there's even an undercurrent of paranoia about even talking to foreigners. There was one man who was just absolutely spitting with rage as he told his co-protesters not to talk to us. We might be spies.
Hmm. What's the army, Egyptian army, doing there now?
Well, there's no sign of the army on the Corniche yesterday. There was no sign of them yesterday on the Corniche, and there's no sign now. As we drove into the city yesterday morning, we saw tanks and armored personnel carriers at key points when we came in, you know, the entrances to freeways and the road to the port. So the army seems capable of moving in at any point, but it seems quite unlikely now. People we talked to yesterday seemed resigned to army control, and many of them even welcome it, at least for a transitional period.
Of course, Corey, Alexandria is Egypt's largest port, one of the largest on the Mediterranean. Are things pretty much functioning there?
Well, we talked to a few port workers yesterday who said that they hadn't worked in 18 days. The port is still active, but it seems to have been working under shortened work hours, at least because of the curfew here. And that's crucial because about 80% of Egypt's trade in goods passes through this port. So if there were widespread labor unrest, for instance, it could really affect Egypt's imports relatively quickly. On the other hand, we've talked to some people. We talked to a law professor at Alexandria University, Ibrahim Khalif, who says that he thinks the existing commerce ministry can get the economy back to normal pretty quickly, because there's been relatively little damage to Alexandria's infrastructure.
And NPR's Corey Flintoff reporting from Alexandria. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.